Hello, friends. Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. Was there ever a simpler workout created than today's workout? For time, 10 100-meter sprints. And if you're asking the question, is that it? Oh, yes, friends. That is it. Properly executed, that is it. And it will most likely leave your body feeling some way tomorrow and the next day, that if you haven't poured your heart and soul into some sprints, you will find surprising and confusing. These things are phenomenal. The quintessential linchpin right here. We program what is effective, not what's popular. Last time we did this was, May 7th, 2021. If you want to go back into the app, be on the Whiteboard app and check your data. If you don't have the ability to run, you can go ahead and do 10 cycles of 12 calories for men, 8 for women, every 3 minutes on the bike or rower. We've got videos, there's a video we did on managing your rest. It's called Rest and Recovery in Interval-Based Exercises. It's the linchpin conversation. If memory serves, it's number 140. Go ahead and check it out, because your resting as needed between these sprints and how much you rest makes a significant difference. Less rest does not make the workout quote-unquote harder or tougher. It makes it different, and that might not be the best call for you. Super fitness robot time, 15 seconds or less per 100. More likely time, anywhere from 20 seconds or less per 100. The scaled option, you're still out there sprinting the hundreds, but instead of doing 10 of them, you're going to do 7, still resting between each. And of course, scaling on a day like today is relatively easy. You just ratchet the intensity down. There's an instant scale right there. Make sure you're fully warmed up. The hamstrings are put to the test on this workout, and if they are not warmed up, they will be grumpy, to say the least. No equipment workout and the limited equipment option and the no equipment workout, same as the workout of the day, because no gear is needed. Accessory work, we've got farmer's carry, 3 challenging farmer's carries with a heavy load. Increase the distance if it's, too short. And then box jumps, 15 to 25 reps, not for time. The focus is explosive power. You choose the height. Take your time, rest between each. The height should be nice and challenging, so you got to get up there and use some hamstring and some posterior chain. But I don't want you having such a high height that you risk missing the box and you're busting up your shins. That's not what we're looking for. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, as well as calves and foam rolling. And there's a video accompanying both of those stretches. Not a barbell in sight. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout, which most certainly has a barbell in it.